This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jason Leisure's still here.
Hello.
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
I know if I write something really critical, I'm back in there next day and I will see that person face to face. So I better write responsibly. That doesn't mean pull punches.
No.
But that means what you write needs to be well supported and it shouldn't be something that you'd have a problem saying to that person's face.
Jason Leisure.
You get out there on the field, but then you love that and the weather's great in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And you come back to the back of house area. Does it remind you how much you guys need a new stadium?
I don't want to say that. I'm sure it reminds you of that, yeah.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love talking ball with Jason Leisure, and we're getting closer and closer to it being real. He's at Hallis Hall today, and apparently that practice was banana pants, so we are going to talk with him about it. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hello, Mr. Leisure. How are you?
Hello. You guys want to talk about practice today, huh?
Yeah,
practice
we do.
Style.
Yeah, man. Like, it seems to be a good thing that they stunk and were sloppy on Sunday. Ben was clearly disappointed, and at least they came out today and were frisky and the pads are popping. Can I read that as a good sign?
Yeah, I think so. And also, it looked pretty good. The offense looked pretty good today. I thought Caleb had one of his better days. So, positive all around. You could tell the second I walked out there, I was talking to Herb Howard, and nothing had happened yet, but I was like, you can see it. You can see that defense right now. You can just tell by the body language and the energy with Tremaine Edmonds and Grady Jarrett, neither of which I don't think was involved in one of the little scuffles, but you could just see it had that vibe to it. And it was, there were multiple skirmishes in the first 45 minutes, and it never really settled down. It continued all the way to the end. It was, Roshan Johnson going against Jonathan Owens, and Jonathan Owens trying to punch the ball loose after the play was already over. So Roshan takes a swing at Jonathan Owens, and then Jonathan Owens tackles him to the ground. You got DeAndre Swift after a play chucking a football in the face mask of Dayo Odengbo. Braxton Jones got into it with Dayo, and then Javon Dexter comes in and shoves him. Those are all separate incidents, by the way. I mean, it was just – every position,
wow.
Every level of the depth chart, it was just that kind of practice.
I like those types of practices.
Me too, man. I mean, like, as long as they're not
Texas style.
Were they endangering each other? Was there any, like, were their helmets getting ripped off?
Was there a Martellus Bennett moment where he takes Kyle Fuller and body slams him to the ground?
Or Kyle Long a few years back? This is probably my favorite training camp scuffle I've ever seen was 2019. Kyle Long takes off his own helmet and starts swinging it at a rookie. And then the clincher is that once that is separated, Kyle Long goes to the sideline and throws up, just vomits on the side, just rage barf on the sideline. And then the penalty for that, of course, from Matt Nagy was that not only was Kyle Long not going to play in the upcoming preseason game, but he didn't even have to travel for the upcoming preseason game. So I'm not sure what lesson was learned from that.
Quite the punishment.
Rage barfing is no fun.
Fun to watch, though. It's funny. Yeah. Just a rage barf all over the side. You know what? Most likely, he probably swallowed some chewing tobacco, would be my guess.
So did anybody endanger themselves or their teammates today?
I know, but there were a couple times where, especially when you get, Matt, when you get the O-line and the D-line, they're just so big that it's like, you want to break this up quick. You don't want, Braxton Jones and Dio Odengbo are going at it, and Andrew Billings is involved. I mean, picture the size of the people I'm mentioning. And then Jervon Dexter comes in and kind of torpedoes and knocks down Braxton. You don't want anybody that size landing on somebody's legs.
Can you confirm something I read in a tweet that after practice was done, Braxton Jones, who was involved in several things, like you say, immediately went over towards the defense and was shaking hands, like it, as if to reestablish the teammate thing after the feistiness. Can you confirm that?
I can't confirm that specifically. I don't remember seeing that specifically, but it was interesting. Usually when we watch practice, the last drill is kind of wrapping up and it's third or fourth string guys or whatever, and we'll all start heading in. But this was not that kind of day. It was like, let's stay. Let's see how the, calling everybody together in the middle of the field goes. And it was very civil. It did seem like everything had moved on. Everybody was able to coexist. And Ben Johnson seemed to be telling them good work. Ben Johnson asked for this, by the way, according to the guys that we talked to after practice, like Tyreek Stevenson and Nashawn Wright, that Ben Johnson told them, hey, let's see it today. Let's prove it today. And they have live periods. I mean, this was easily the toughest, most hard-nosed practice I've seen since I've been covering the Bears.
What do you make of that?
It's interesting because Ben Johnson, I think he's 38, so he's a young coach. So he's definitely one of these guys who would be thinking analytically about things. And, I think that would apply when he's talking about who's going to play in the preseason games and how hard are they going to go in practice, how much live tackling is there going to be. But he's also, for a younger coach, very hard-nosed. He's very intense. And so somewhere in between being pulled by those two opposite thoughts, I think he wants to see real live contact in practice, and they've been doing it.
That's fun to hear the coach they went through this thing on Sunday, and it wasn't great, and then they come back, and now they have a festive practice. But you've covered so many training camps, whether it's Bears or the Dolphins. This is about the time when this type of thing happens, right?
Yeah, and practice has mostly been around 8 a.m. And, it's toasty outside today, and they had practice at 12:30. So, that always plays into it. I had been kind of wondering if we would have seen it in some of the contact periods, the full live tackling periods, earlier than this. But man, it usually happens sometime around now, if not sooner. I did kind of feel like it was odd that we hadn't seen anything like that. And especially with the Dolphins coming in at the end of the week for a joint practice, I was kind of wondering what Ben Johnson would tolerate or not tolerate. Because if you go back a couple of years ago when the Bears were doing preseason joint practices with the Colts in Indiana, Matt Eberflus was, or maybe it was last year with the Bengals, but either way, Matt Eberflus was really clear that if there's an incident of any kind of fighting or anything like that, you're out of here. And that may very well be Ben Johnson's policy when they have a joint practice, because you really don't want anybody injuring anybody in that. But today, I mean, not only did he seem to encourage it, Lawrence, from the start of telling everybody, hey, let's get serious here at practice, but there was no rush for the most part by anybody that I saw to break things up when they got started.
Jason Leisure of the Sun-Times is with us on Spiegel & Holmes. Over the weekend, at one point I opened up the old sports app and I saw football highlights because they played a game. There was a football game. It was a Hall of Fame game. the Bears have a game on Sunday. There's a joint practice and then a football game. And I mean, so this week has a chance to feel like an actual football season with a feisty practice today and the other stuff that's going on. Is it going to feel like a football season? Because we got word today, we're not even sure if the first stringers are going to play that much. What is your sense of if we're going to see, you know, Caleb and the number one targets and such?
Yeah, I don't think it's really going to feel quite like a game week yet because of that. And when you see coaches, this is becoming more and more of a trend with the joint practices, they call that the game reps. And then they don't play anybody or don't play anyone very long in the actual preseason game. Ben Johnson hasn't said. He said today he was still working through it. And I think he was telling the truth when he said that, that they had a meeting soon to talk through that. But I guess you could see something where they run through a bunch of game scenarios in the controlled atmosphere of practice where you can make sure Caleb doesn't take any hits or Case Keenum doesn't take any hits, and then kind of count that as the game reps. And maybe Caleb and the first team offense go through warmups, go through meetings and everything like that and play, you know, one series. That'd be my guess at this point, but I don't think we're going to find out for sure until Friday.
I don't think that it matters. Like, I don't have enough data to tell me that it matters. And I know that there's a whole thing today about that, whether or not the playing people in the preseason matters. But there's a part of me when it comes to the concept of the joint practice as a curtain, like for a dress rehearsal for the season, I don't like it because the quarterback is not in peril.
Yes. Yes. Lauren, I couldn't agree more. He's got to feel the fear because that's what can rattle you. You know, I think he needs to have, just from an educational perspective, chances to walk up to the line and decide if he's going to communicate the right thing and like decide what he's supposed to read and then run the play while having the fear of getting his ass kicked, because that's football. I totally agree. Where are you, Jason, on that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think that Caleb Williams is getting a lot of the intensity that everything but getting hit in practice and from Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson is coaching him so hard right now and treating him like a rookie in a way that last year's staff maybe was afraid to, but either way, whatever the reason, they didn't do it. I do think, though, when you're talking about some of the more mobile quarterbacks, we had this conversation with Justin Fields when he was here, and Caleb, it really is important that they feel the actual pressure of the defense, because you'll see these plays where you're like, okay, well, Justin Fields takes off for a 40-yard run, and you sit there and you're like, I don't know if that happens in a game in the same scenario, because 40-yard runs are a lot easier when no one's allowed to touch you.
100%. That's why and as far as like even the timing of passing plays, to me, if you know that someone's going to blow the whistle and you don't have to climb the pocket or scramble or any of that stuff, it just feels different. But look, I'm sure that the coaches in the NFL have done a lot of study on this. I haven't clearly done as much. It's just a feel thing for me.
But when you're saying the study, are you basing it on the like how well a team played or a quarterback played in the season?
Well, played in the season and the risk-reward part of it.
Yeah.
To them, the risk-reward, it's not worth it. And I understand where they're coming from. I just feel like, especially in like certain situations, it makes more sense. Like a quarterback learning a new system.
That's the thing. To me, it's like it's got to be a process over results kind of thing. And as you're in your educational process, I can't imagine it not making sense to Ben Johnson to put his quarterback out there to give him a chance to feel everything he's going to feel.
Yeah, so I get where they're coming from. It's just it's something that I do wonder about if they go, hey, that's a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
When it's like, oh, well, the play's just dead and he can just throw the ball in the ground and he doesn't have to worry about getting hit.
Hey, Jason, a texter says, for a risk-averse guy who even wears a helmet indoors, Matt Spiegel is quick to want to put others in peril. The helmet.
You did have it on yesterday when we were going to the elevator.
It's just a convenience issue. If I'm going to go ride the bike and wear a helmet, Jason, why not just wear the helmet on my head as opposed to carrying it? I'm not bothered by how stupid I look. It frees up my hands to do other things. That's all.
So for what amount of time were you indoors, Matt, and wearing a helmet?
From the time,
or convenience as you call it.
From the time
how long,
that our show ended yesterday until we said goodbye to each other at the elevator banks.
Sure.
He was wearing his helmet.
What about elevator
and
banks?
Were your hands full? Did you have a
yes, they were.
I had
all right, well then I'm okay with it.
Yes.
You're trying to find, I don't want to make multiple trips if I'm Matt. So, you know, the helmet is something that my head can carry for me.
That's what I'm saying, Jason.
I'm okay with that.
God love you.
You said that this was one of the better practices for Caleb Williams. Why?
Oh, man, what a topic. So this doesn't mean I think they're winning the Super Bowl this year. I just have to preface it with that because there's just these crowds of people that just wait to rip everything that happens with Caleb Williams. And then there's these crowds that I just want to already crown him every time he has a good practice. And it's never either of those. I think he looked really sharp. I didn't see sloppy procedural errors today. He had a really good pass up the left sideline, about 40-yard touchdown pass to Romo Odunze. He had one that was a near pick on the right sideline that he should have known better than to test whether Kyler Gordon could close on that to DJ Moore. But overall, pretty good practice for Caleb. It's their 11th practice. And I would say three of those have been good for Caleb. Three of those have been okay. And five have been, you know, pretty bad.
I mean, yeah, it's but it's odd. I just want to know that the process is working. And so this is where I want to trust what the coach is saying. On that topic, did you find his disappointment as voiced about what happened Sunday to be as impactful as we did? Like, I feel like the anger can be a choice, but the genuine disappointment was enough to make me go, oh boy, that's not good.
Yeah, and it's necessary, and it's a departure from his predecessors, where there's just so few things that Chicago Bears fans, and the media for that matter, hate more than one of these coaches coming up here for the Bears and telling you what you just saw wasn't what you just saw. It's not as bad as it looks. Stop saying it's not as bad as it looks when it looks pretty bad. Instead, acknowledge it and convey some sense of what you're going to do about it. And I think that Ben Johnson did that. I don't think Ben Johnson's falling in either camp here of waiting to pounce on Caleb's mistakes and write him off as a bust, or waiting for him to have a good practice and crown him for it. I think Ben Johnson would be kind of in the line of saying, it's okay to say this doesn't look great right now, but I still think it will become great eventually. So, it's okay for Caleb to be in this spot right now more than a month before the season opener. And I think what you have right now with the Bears is they've gone and gotten the coach and the quarterback that everybody wanted. Granted, not at the same time, like would have been better. But Caleb Williams is, nobody disputes that he's high-end talent. I don't think anybody disputes that he's very smart. And I think some people misunderstand how driven he is. He's got those three things. And he is now being paired with a coach who has expertise. Justin Fields and Mitch Trubisky didn't have his talent or his savvy in the pocket. They were both very driven, both those guys very serious, but they didn't have what Caleb has. And I think that if you are going to bet on something, you want to bet on that type of talent and mind and effort combined with Ben Johnson's expertise. And you saw last year, Caleb Williams, I thought had like a pretty decent rookie season, all things considered. If you take all the context into account, he looked better to me. He looked more ready than Justin Fields or Mitch Trubisky were in year three. And that's while playing with Shane Waldron, who got fired, and Matt Eberflus, who got fired, and an offensive line that pretty much got fired in the offseason, and Keenan Allen, who pretty much got fired in the offseason. That's his floor. That I don't think it goes any worse than what you saw last year for Caleb Williams.
Jason, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks for I checked in with the big homie so that you know I could make my way to practice. So I appreciate you squiring me around at Hallis Hall and helping me out. It's much appreciated, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, guys. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.